kind and merciful that even Putana went to murder Krishna and to take the flesh and blood of Krishna. He gave Dhatri Uchitgati, like mother, Oho Vakiyam Tanakalakuta. So our highest object of love is Krishna. But who Krishna? Bhajandanandan Shyamasundar. Especially Gopi Kanta, especially Radha Kanta, Radha Ramana, controlled by Gopis, Srimati Radhika. Vrindavan is the same thing. Oh, kya kar rahe hain? Krishna ki, these are the past times of Krishna. Same here, there. So, what I just saying? Vrindavan is same thing as Krishna. Bhajandanandan Shyamasundar Aradha. And the same way, Vrindavan is Aradha. Why? Krishna has become himself Vrindavan. None different to Vrindavan Krishna. Vrindavan none different to Krishna. Because Baldev has become that dham. And he serves Krishna as a Vrindavan. So, Vrindavan is the abode of that Krishna who is ocean of rasa. And the highest devotional service to Krishna. What is that rendered by gopis? Not by Hanuman, not by Pandavas, not even by Uddhava, not even by Rukmini and Satyavana. What to tell of Kubja Devi? So, we should know all these things. Who was Krishna? What is Vrindavan? He told the glorification of Vrindavan. Prabodhanand Saraswati has written so many slokas in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. He has told so many things. So, Uddhava has also told regarding this. So, the highest prem to Krishna was rendered by gopis. And this is the goal Sat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to preach. Anarpita charin kirat karunya avatirna kalau samarpayitta munnatad jal rasang svabhaktisiyam harihapurat sundar dhut kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare spuratmi sachinandana. He also told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why he came? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself Lord Krishna, not Lord Krishna. He was himself Brajendanandan Radharaman. He wanted to fulfill his some wishes. But he is the object of love. He is not container. Who is container? Srimati Radhika is container. Prem ke vishay Krishna hain aur asya sabse sarvottam asya Srimati Radhika ji hain jo Krishna ki samast akankshaon ko abhilashaon ko purna karti hai. See, supreme personality of power, energy and love and affection. She can quench the thirst of Krishna. All what is civil wish, at once civil do that. Anyone cannot do. Anyone cannot do. Ma Yashoda cannot do. Nand Baba cannot do. Anyone cannot do. Malli Srimati Radhika can do. So, the highest upasana is of Srimati Radhika. It cannot be given to anyone. But some three of that thing, Shobha, Unnat Ujjal Ras, the surface of Srimati Radhika is called Unnat Ujjal Rasa. And only a particle of that to serve like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, the cancer, only given. We cannot take the mood of Srimati Radhika, but we can serve Srimati Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Krishna has come, having the mood of Srimati Radhika and having the deity of Radhika, golden collar. He came to, mercifully he has descended to this world to give the particle of Unnat Ujjala Rasa. Unnat Ujjala Rasa is Parakiya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. He has come to do particle thing. So, Srimad Bhagavat has told like this, Vande Nanda Brajestri Nang Padrenum Abhiksnasa Jasang Harikothod Gita Punat Bhavanatrayam. Uttara has prayed like so. He has told that Vande Nanda Brajestri Nang Padrenum. Here, if you knew Sanskrit, that then you can understand something. Here, Pad Renu, Renu is singular number. Why Ek Vachan? Lakhs and lakhs gopi are there. Unnumerable gopis are there. And a dust cannot be counted of any one gopi's lotus feet. But he has told here, I want to do bandana of one particle of a dust. Where is that dust? This dust is of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Jo dhool hai unki to lakho hai, unki girna nahi ho sakti. Ek gopi ke chayana dhuli bhi. Kintu ye ek ki bandana kar rahe hai kyon? Why he is doing one very little dust bandana he is doing? This dust must be of Srimati Radhika's dust. Brahma has prayed in his bandana, Sarbhur Bhagamiha Janam Kimapa Sabdam Jajgokulepi. Brahma has told that I'll be so fortunate. Be anywhere in world or in this Vrindavan. Even in Gokul, I want to be a stone. If I am not qualified to be any person in Vrindavan, I have not done anything for that, I am not qualified for that. But I want to be a stone placed there, where? In Gokul. And the, kya naam? The sweeper. Sweeper. Who take the tools of persons and throw here and there. Mala kamane wali, jamadarni. Jamadarni ho karke bhi jadi aaun, और जमदारनी भी मैला कमा करके आकर के अपने चरणों को वहां पर रगड़ दे पानी दे करके, लाइक दिस तो मैं वो पत्थर का वो पत्थर बनना चाहता हूं, जो कि वो जमदारनी अपने पैरों को रगड़ करके अपने चरण की धूली हमारे ऊपर में दे, मैं बहुत एंड सो आई विल बी सो लकी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव द डस्ट ऑफ दैट वेरी वेरी लो क्लासेस ऑफ दैट वुमन हु टेक्स द टूल्स ऑन हर हेड एंड थ्रोस एनीवेयर आई वांट टू बी टू हैव द डस्ट ऑफ दैट बट उद्धव इज टेलिंग नॉट आई डोंट वांट टू बी दैट I want to be in Braja. And in Braja, gopis feed dust. And especially Srimati Radhika Bande, Nanda Braja Istrinam, Tadarenum, Abhiknasa. Forever. Forever. I don't want anything. I don't want to feed dust of Krishna. I want nothing. Only I want to be the dasi of Srimati Radhika. If he is not giving, then I want to be the fifth dust of. I want to pray the fifth dust of the dasis of Srimati Radhika. So much highest thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. The object, that main and object, main object, an object of the life is this. And for this, you have back to ground, and that ground will come from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmana parityajya momekam saranam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshayishyami ma shuchya. You'll have to surrender. Fully surrender from heart. Mind, soul, everything. But where is Krishna? Where will find Krishna? Very far away. So, his messenger, like Gurudev, is here in front of us. We can first surrender into lot of feet of Gurudev. He is none different to Baldev Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu. Mercifully he will take us to the lotus feet of Krishna in Vrindavan, Braja. This is only the way. So, we should remember all these things and try to develop our Krishna consciousness for all these things. We will not only be in the first class A, B, C, D. We have to go up and up. So, we'll have to follow first Gita, that we are not this body, material body. We are the part and parcel of Krishna. Jivere Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das, you know perhaps all. We are the servant, eternal servant of Krishna by our Swarup. Now we have been transferred. Now we are thinking that this body is my soul. But one day it will be old, it will be old and torn, and this body will be burnt into ashes or will be given in earth, grave, and there will be so many insects there, and if both are not done, then dogs or jackals will come and very patiently they will eat them. And they are sorry for this. This is mine, he will tell that, this is mine. So these are the end of this body. So we should try to realize, who am I? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. We are the servant, eternal servant of Krishna by your Swarup. And if this is finished, then postgraduate book is Srimad Bhagavatam. You will be qualified to enter in Bhagavatam. Without finishing the lessons of Bhagavad Gita, Jagyatat Karmano Lokananatra Karma Bandana Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya. We will have to know all these things. From beginning. We are in beginning. myself in also beginning. I am among yours. I know something, but not realized. So, you are all Vaishnav. Now the time is over. Sankirtan will be done. And so many things were to tell. But no time, and if some time, but I cannot speak more because I am old, too old. Dr. Sadhu ordered me not to speak more than 30 minutes. But I don't follow. So, I think you want to speak something. He wants to speak something. I'll be glad to hear.
Hare Krishna, everybody. We understand that Vrindavan is a home. Maharaj has spoken so beautifully. Actually, Maharaj has come to deliver Vrindavan to us. He asked me to tell you that he hasn't come to ask for anything. He's actually come to deliver pure love of Krishna, which is very wonderful. Unfortunately, I'm on a different mission, slightly different mission. I've come to ask for something. I've come to ask for your help, your mercy. I work with a project here in Leicester called Friends of Vrindavan. You heard some of the glories of Vrindavan today from Maharaj. We are trying to do some work in Vrindavan to restore its original beauty. When we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the glories of Krishna, we hear the glories of Vrindavan, how wonderful it is. With pure eyes we can see the Chintamani, we can see Vrindavan is in fact none different from the spiritual world. But unfortunately my position is not so elevated. So when I go there I see that the trees have been cut down, that there is no proper water to drink. But actually, Maharaj told me, even small children, they do not have proper food. And he asked, what can we do? And when he told me that, I remember that Srila Prabhupada used to always tell us about the blind man and the lame man, that here in the West we are spiritually blind, but in India, in Vrindavan, there is some lameness, some material lameness. But together we can cooperate to do something wonderful. So we are trying to arrange to raise some funds to restore Vrindavan. So I've come here today to ask you. We are organizing an expedition from Yamunotri down to Vrindavan in October, and we're trying to get everybody to help us out, to contribute something. You can see we have some panels here about the work that we're doing, and there'll be one or two devotees who perhaps can tell you a little bit more about it. I don't want to take up more of your time and distract you from your kirtan, but I would ask you to look around and take one of our forms and see if you can do something. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Please, everybody, Hare Krishna, would you like to go through into the other room to take prasadam? And thank you very much for coming tonight. Hare Krishna.
You always talk about giving up stone, you know.
Get a grip on yourself, can
I? Oh, you speak like this, you
know? No. 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 No.